This is Senator Al Simpson. The clock ticks on as to passing legislation to fund this federal government. Will Congress get the job done? Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, during last January's State of the Union speech, President Reagan vowed he would never again sign a 14-pound continuing resolution. That was then, this is now. Congress has not passed a single one of the 13 appropriations bills we need to keep the government running. You and your fellow Democrats trumpet the fact that you hold majorities in both the House and the Senate. Why not get with it, then? The new fiscal year is fast upon us. Continuing resolutions are a real embarrassment to any legislator. It means we failed to do our duty. Last year's bill ran over $580 billion. It was full of special interest projects, legislative loopholes, and pork by the metric ton. As part of this Democratic leadership, when will you deliver these responsible spending bills, Ted? Or will you force President Reagan to use his veto pen to get the job done? America deserves better.
Al, you're right in principle, but it's a bit early to be cranking up your Chicken Little routine. The sky isn't falling on the appropriations bills yet. As a matter of fact, those 13 bills are coming along nicely, thank you. The House is moving faster than the Senate, but that's what the Constitution requires. Spending levels are set in the first instance by the House and adjusted by the Senate. No one wants to see a repeat performance of 1987 and the behemoth bill that almost broke the president's desk when it landed in the White House. It's unlikely, though, Al, that history will repeat itself. The budget summit last fall produced a bipartisan consensus on the most difficult and divisive issues, Pentagon spending and the level of taxes. The appropriations process is on track, and the bills are on schedule to reach the White House on time. We may need you later, Al, but for now, you can shelve your Chicken Little act. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.